Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 55. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. And this is going to be a show about updates. It's going to be an update about updates. For instance, why at gruntfreepress.com hasn't been updated in a while. Why is, Demon Souls still... the top review, the top story there. Hot breaking news, Demon Souls on PS3. You can read a review. If you missed it the past, 2 months or so, maybe even longer than that, I don't know. I've been a lazy boy. Not even lazy, just fucking like, hey, I'm gonna play some video games, because that's what I do, you know. That's what I'm about. It's my identity. I'm a gamer. I'm a hardcore gamer. I play video games. I'm not going to say I'm a loser. I've nothing better to do, or, you know, I'm obsessive or anything like that. I'm just going to say I just don't have time. We'll leave it at that. That's the update. That's my life update. Life hack update. So anyway, update about updates. Main reason I'm saying that is, why are there so many goddamn Xbox One updates? I've been using, I've been using my consoles less and less. I've been kind of consolidating everything to the fucking PC, PC Master Racer, I guess, newly reconverted, we'll say. It used to be back in the day in my teens when I was a teeny bopper. I used to be a PC gamer, and then fucking I fell off it and just like, it's easier to use fucking a console and just fucking cheaper and shit and whatever. And then, whatever. But, yeah, so I'm using fucking, I turn on my Xbox One, almost every day, and I mostly use it when I'm playing shit on PC, and I stream it, again, just fucking, whatever I'm playing is fucking easier. I can usually get 99% of the games on fucking PC, and, I can, hit a fucking button pretty much and fucking stream it rather than, no extra fucking hardware, no nothing, just fucking OBS. Let's go, fucking, fuckers. But, then, to watch the stream or whatever, make sure it's running and, the odd occasion that somebody's actually watching and wants to comment on what I'm playing. I have it up on my monitor. Fucking, I switch it up. You know, I've gone into this. I won't fucking bore you. But yeah, I got the fucking Xbox hooked up to a fucking monitor and my fucking PC hooked up to my TV. And yeah, so I fucking turn it on and you know, at least fucking 3 days a week, 3 days out of the fucking week, turn it on. There's a fucking, the fucking thing has to update. It's just fucking, I'm sitting there, update, downloading, update, fucking installing, update, restarting, fucking, it takes like forever. And fucking why? I mean, what the fuck is updating? I don't understand. It's not like I fucking, you know, sit there and do it and then I turn it, you know, turn it back on. Like, oh shit, everything's different. This is cool and fucking like whatever. I mean, like gradually the fucking interface has changed, a little bit, I guess, like over like fucking 3 years or whatever. But I'm just saying these, you know, these ones that fucking every fucking other day, you know what I mean? Like every, you know, the ones that are like every other day, I just want to fucking turn it on and stream. I'm just fucking like sitting there and waiting for fucking 10, 15 minutes for the thing to fucking update. So what are you doing? I mean, fucking really. Like, you know, 20 minutes or so sitting there fucking downloading, restarting, fucking applying. It's just fucking Christ. I mean, I used to be in the whatever, the preview program, the, you know, whatever they call it, the update preview program, whatever. You'd get them early. You were supposed to like test them out and fucking, oh, give us feedback and send fucking suggestions and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, after doing that for 2.5 fucking years or whatever, I'm just like, dude, this, I don't know. I'd rather just, you know what I mean? Fucking some shit would be fucking buggy and just like, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to get out of this, but again, I'm fucking too lazy to fucking do whatever I gotta do. I think you had to like, to get out of that program, you had to like factory reset your fucking console, like, you know what I mean? Like re-sign back into your profile and fucking all this bullshit and fucking like that would erase like all your fucking games and like, you know, you'd have to fucking re-download all that shit. But then I don't know. After a while, they sent some message saying you had to do something to stay in it. You know what I mean? Like there were too many people in, so if you didn't like re-up and I don't know, you had to like fucking, you know, do so many fucking like surveys or some shit like per month or whatever to fucking stay in, or you had to, you know, like, you know, request again to fucking like stay in. Otherwise, they're just gonna reset everybody who didn't do that. And I, you know, obviously, I said fuck it. I don't want to be like I'm done. I'll fucking let it lapse or whatever, so I don't have to deal with the fucking constant updates. Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking before being in that, I'm like, yeah, I understand. Like they're trying to sort out the bugs and fucking push it early and like whatever. I mean, sure. So I didn't fucking do anything. Just figuring like, all right, well that's it. I mean, as far as I know, I'm just a fucking regular Joe Schmo fucking, you know, Xbox One user, and I should just be getting these fucking, the regular updates everybody else is getting. But it's still just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really care to even like fucking see what's what. And, just fucking still every other fucking day is fucking just these goddamn updates. Fucking annoying. I mean, maybe, I mean, again, I can see like whatever, if you're trying to fix little bugs and shit, like, you know, little things. It's not like the fucking thing's on like fire or whatever. It's just fucking like, maybe cut back like once a week, maybe, like, you know, at the most. I mean, you fucking, how about that, you cunts? How about you let me just fucking, again, I'm not even fucking playing, I'm barely playing games of the fucking thing. I'm just turning it on to watch it stream. You know, just don't, I don't need a fucking update every fucking other day. It's ridiculous. Re-fucking-diculous. And that's a secret. Secret world. Segue to the secret world. As I promised to let you in on some secrets, and here I'm delivering. Deliver on my secrets. I'll let you into my secret world. Ooh. And again, as I said before, I talked about it a couple weeks ago. I think I skipped it last week. I've been playing the shit out of it, but it's kind of tough to talk about. I mean, it's just, you know, it's an MMO, action MMO, fucking whatever. As you know, it's just a gigantic fucking game. It's just, you know, as I'm going, I'm figuring shit out. You know, as far as like how to play the fucking game, like how to play period, and just fucking like, oh, this is cool. Oh, this is how this works, huh? And oh, this fucking opened up and all this shit. And going to like new areas and just fucking like, oh, well, you know, I'll be playing a fucking area and just like, you know, there's a million fucking side quests everywhere. I'll start doing some of them and then fucking like, you know, it tells you like the, difficulty of them. So I'll be fucking going through an area and just like, oh, I'll do all these ones that are like normal or whatever. I'm doing something really hard and fucking like, you know, then like after a while, it starts getting, as you level up and you get better equipment, it's fucking like, you know, shit that's like easy. It's like, ah, I don't know if I'm even going to bother. So you just fucking, you know, I'll do a couple and like, oh, maybe I'll come back just to see like the story aspect of it and just fuck around. And, but anyway, yeah, it just turns into a fucking, my notes turned into a mess and just fucking, and speaking of that, first secret, not even related to the secret world, but just, secret of my notes being a mess. And as I was writing this, I was like fucking, again, I barely get into it. Then I'm like, hey, look at this, fucking look at this over there, a fucking blue car. First secret I'll give you is check out the, they have those curator clubs or whatever, like, you know, Steam curators on Steam. And just like whatever, random fucking one was just, FNAF club. That's the name of it. Anti-FNAF club. Which I'm just assuming is, anti Five Nights at Freddy's club. I don't know. I've never fucking played Five Nights at Freddy's, but I'm pretty sure that's a fucking, you know, millennial fucking, make an acronym for everything. Anti Five Nights at Freddy's Club on Steam. So just again, randomly just fucking clicking around, like fucking, whatever, looking for games and just fucking, stumble onto that, randomly. It's just, pure gold what I found. I found fucking, swimming in the shit that is like Steam. I found the fucking, one nugget of gold. So, you know, the logo for the club, I guess, is the Five Nights at Freddy's bear, with a red X through it, you know, and then it says, FNAF sucks with, 3 exclamation points, you know what I mean, right above the bear. So, you know, whoever made it, I mean, their Photoshop skills rival my own, I guess. I just fucking, speaking of which, I was just fucking like, speaking of random shit, I was fucking looking through my email trying to find something that I sent somebody, and I'm like, fucking, what the hell is this? It says fucking, about like Mike Futter or some shit, like fucking, like, it was just like fucking, not Futter, or just all it was. So something I sent to somebody, if I can click on it, it's just a picture of Mike Futter's face with fucking like my bad Photoshop, like an eye patch and a mustache. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. Like, it's fucking so stupid, it's pretty fucking good that we were fucking with him. And we're just making up fake fucking profiles and shit, and one of them was whatever. It's just bad Photoshop. Just check out the anti FNAF club. Their logo again just reminded me of my skills. Yeah. So for the they give you just like a little blurb about what they recommend, just in general. You know what I mean? Like whatever. I recommend like horror games. I recommend fucking, you know, action games. They recommend in that little blurb just anything that isn't Five Nights at Freddy, and it's just like, sure, I mean, straight up, I mean, his name, I guess, dumb, I guess, but sure, it makes sense. And then they have a little review section. There's a shitload of them, there's a ton of reviews of what, you know, what they recommend and why or why not, you know. It's kind of, you know, and I'll point this out now. It's just the kind I hate, where it's fucking, you know what I mean? I've talked about it before. I hate this fucking stupid, like, meme-y fucking reviews that are, like, one sentence long and shit. It's just fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking, oh, 10 out of 10 would blah blah again. Like, that's the joke, and that's the review, and just fucking, like, I hate you. And just fucking, you said, like, one fucking, like, sentence, like, fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, I fucking, whatever. Looked at dog, fell downstairs, 10 out of 10, would play again, or just like something dumb. I just fucking, then it's like a million upvotes, because everyone's a fucking, you know, 8-year-old fucking idiot on Steam. But, and so I hate those fucking reviews, and that's what the five, anti Five Nights at Freddy Club reviews are. And, also one thing I hate, but I'm gonna do anyway, is just the fucking, you know, podcast reads the internet, and that's the podcast. Like, fucking podcast reads fucking Wikipedia. That's a cool podcast. But just bear with me here for a second. It's a pun I didn't even realize. Bear with me. Five Nights at Freddy's bear. Man. So I'm just going to point out some highlights of the anti-FNAF club reviews. Again, check them out yourself. If you want to pause, don't want to get it spoiled, just go to Steam and check it out and head back here. But first review is for Microsoft Flight Simulator X, and the review just says, good game, and that's it. And I agree. I like Flight Simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator X on Steam. It's a good game, with the flight stick and shit. I get a flight stick, and I fucked around with it. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Except for the fact they spell, game, G-A-M, with no E, but whatever. Okay, fine. I don't know. It's fucking not English speaker or whatever. That's fine. First one. Not the most informative review, but fine. Next review is for something called Putt-Putt Travels Through Time, which I've never heard of it. A little information. Anti-FNAF's review is, Putt-Putt Travels Through Time. The review is where you get to fuck it in the butt-butt. That's interesting. I guess another game I'm guessing is in the same series is called Putt-Putt and Pep's Dog on a Stick, and the review is Cannibalism, 0 out of 10. I'm not sure if the guy who wrote this is a dog saying Pep's Dog on a Stick, and and they're a dog, so eating the dog on a stick would be cannibalism, or if he's anti-cannibalism, or he's upset, or if the 0 out of, cannibalism 0 out of 10, like he's upset there's no cannibalism in the game, 0 out of 10 cannibalisms, I'm not sure, it's unclear. That was a little iffy, but I'll let it slide, I guess. There's a review called Raw Data, and it just says WWE Raw with two W's for Raw. So, yeah, yep. Then there's a game called Freedom Force versus the Third Reich, and he gives it a 0 out of 10 because Hitler doesn't win. Fair enough. And then on that theme, there's a review for a game called World War III Black Gold, and he gives it another 0 out of 10 because, quote, niggers don't get turned into gold. Also, Hitler doesn't get revived. So he's a harsh critic, this guy. It's a strong barrier for entry into his positive reviews. Harsh critic, and so on. It goes on. I'll stop there. Just check it out. Check out more on Steam. This is a ton of them. Steam's an excellent. You gotta get some. Take advantage of the curation service there. If you're interested, anti Five Nights at Freddy's reviews or the curation page. Anyway, that fucking distracted me from. I was writing or talking and taking notes about the secret world, and as he would say, good gam. It's a good game. It's one of those deals. Again, I've talked about it. It's just as I'm playing, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking. This is pretty awesome. But I gotta take a step back and be like, yeah, it's kind of hard to say if my biases towards horror, horror movies and shit. That's plays a factor into how much I enjoy it. I'm sure it does. It has to, just because I fucking, I'm a fucking huge horror fan, and it's pretty much the game is like a fucking, just consider it like a survival horror MMO with a bunch of fucking, references to horror movies and shit, and just, So on one hand, it's like, well, it's kind of, you know, I'm kind of feel like I'm being like pandered to, but in a good way, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, oh, somebody else is a fan of this shit and they fucking made this game. And just, you know what I mean? It's almost like a checklist of like references and like, you know, just nods and fucking nods to shit I really like in the secret world, you know? This is for some examples. I mean, there's one little side mission to you gotta rescue a cop from a horde of zombies or something like that. Just, you know, you'll be wandering through the world. There's this fucking, like, you look on your map, there's a little icon for side missions, or you just stumble on them and it's fucking, you know, just a little fucking thing. And there's one that's like, it was on like a cop car, and, you know, a lot of zombies in the fucking game. And just, you know, the one for, to, I think it was to rescue a cop, just says fucking, the name of it was, Send More Cops. I mean, and that's a line from, pretty classic line from Return of the Living Dead. You know, fucking send more paramedics is one of them. Fucking send more cops. It's, I was just like, you know, just shit like that where it's like, that's pretty, pretty good. I mean, again, it's just fucking like, it's just reference. You know what I mean? Here's a reference, the name of it. I mean, you know, the actual missions and shit are pretty unique or whatever, you know. It's not direct from fucking Night of the Living Dead or whatever. It's just like fucking like reference, like, you know what I mean. Or I go to this university. It's a college out in the, you know, out in the fucking woods, and, you know, in the game, it's all surrounded. As I'm going in there, it's all surrounded by fucking, like, I'm like, what are these fucking, like, zombies or weird things? Just fucking, like, these reanimated fucking human experiments and shit, and, you know, just fucking whatever, like, lab experiments that fucking, like, Frankenstein, like, fucking stitched together and shit, and just, as I'm going in there, it's, like, straight up called, like, I think it was called, like, Miskatonic University, and I'm thinking, like, wow, I mean, this is fucking pretty, pretty blatant, you know what I mean, with, you know, with their shit. I mean, fucking, you know, it's the Lovecraft shit, like, fucking, you know, Arkham, fucking, Miskatonic shit. So I'm going through there, and then, you know, I'm talking, you know, there's a couple NPCs, there's, like, one girl in fucking, like, you know, sweatshirt, just fucking, like, covered in blood, she just, like, doesn't care, just, like, talking and shit, and just, like, that's pretty funny, and whatever, some, like, Scottish fucking professor, and I was just, like, it's kind of, like, I don't know, you know, whatever, it's pretty unique, but it's just fucking, it's, like, that's pretty cool. And then, like, they're, like, the head, like, the top professor or whatever, like, the main guy, he's just, like, see him, I'm like, it looks kind of familiar, like, fucking just, looks and sounds just like the main character from fucking, Reanimator, or, whatever, the dude from the fucking, the Frighteners, or whatever, the fucking, government guy from that, Herbert West from fucking Reanimator, the movie, and just, you know, I'm like, it's like fucking, the guy's name's fucking Jeffrey Combs. I'm like, fucking dude, the guy, like, they just straight up, like, you know, same hair, same face, everything just fucking sounds like him. Like, you know what I mean? The same, like, fucking speech patterns, all that shit. I'm like, oh, they're really going out, you know, going out with that, you know what I mean? All out with the references. Then fucking, I was just, as I'm fucking, like, looking through shit, it's like, no, that really is, that is fucking Jeffrey Combs. I mean, they straight up got him to do the voice and shit. It's just like, dude, completely, I was just, at that point, I'm like, wow, this game's, like, completely, like, self-aware. Like, they're not, again, it's just fucking, they're not even, trying to, like, hide it. I'm just, like, fucking, like, hey, we're just gonna throw in a bunch of fucking shit. It's gonna be kind of goofy. Everything's kind of, like, tongue-in-cheek, and, again, one of those things, like, not, that's not what I was expecting when I went in. I was kind of, like, fucking, my, like, fear or whatever, just, like, it's gonna try to be, like, whatever, like, real serious and, like, dark, and it's probably gonna fuck that up and be dumb, but it's just, like, fucking, like, or the other way, once, a couple times, I'm like, now they're gonna go, like, too heavy with the fucking references and be, like, you know what I mean, like, goofy and, like, not take anything fucking seriously, and it's gonna be fucking, like, slapstick, fucking stupid, but it's pretty good. It's just fucking, they have, like, a tone I like. I mean, again, fucking tongue in cheek, kind of goofy, fucking self aware. Just, it's pretty cool. I don't know. I like it. Other ones that I'm fucking going to a hotel, and I meet this photojournalist, and you know, he's got sunglasses on, fucking slick back, fucking black hair and shit, and he's got a camera around his neck. I'm like, you know what I mean, a fucking vest and shit, and I'm like, fucking, like, is this supposed to be, like, you know, Frank West fucking cameo, you know what I mean, from Dead Rising. I start talking to him, he's just, like, going on, and whatever. He's like a fucking like coke fiend and shit and fucking talking about like hookers and shit. I'm like, yeah, maybe not. Then he's fucking, then he straight up says like, oh, you know, I've covered wars, and it's fucking like straight, like Dead Rising fucking lines and shit. I'm like, again, I'm like, wow, that's just like straight up. It's, you know, kind of a little heavy on the references, but kind of, you know, it's just kind of cool. It's just like all, again, just like all this shit that I like, just fucking throwing in this fucking game. And then the whole motel, like all their thing is just like the big, like, you know, overarching plot line there. It's just all Hellraiser. It's all, you know, Hellraiser related fucking portals to hell and fucking demons and shit. And it's just cool. I mean, I think there was fucking one of the Hellraisers was fucking took place at a hotel with a fucking, it's been a long time since I've seen it. It was like one of the random like direct to video ones too. I think it was one that was in a fucking hotel with a private eye or a fucking detective or maybe a journalist. I forget, but, just like, yeah, everything there is just all fucking straight up Hellraiser. Then I go to a fucking lighthouse and, you know, climb to the top. It's just kind of weird. It's not even like, again, it's just none of this shit's just part of like a main mission. It's just fucking like, oh, it's all just exploring the world and just fucking all the side crap you stumble into. But I, see a lighthouse. I fucking climb to the top of it, and there's like a writer in there. And it's just supposed to be, the guy's a fucking dick, but I'm pretty sure it's just fucking supposed to be like Stephen King talking about like writing, and you know what I mean? His, you know, his fucking books coming to life and, whatever. Then I'm fucking wandering around like a lake, and it's just like, ah, oh, there's fucking straight up fucking creatures from the Black Lagoon fucking running around there. And, you would go to a fucking Amityville Horror fucking house, and it's fucking like, hey, there's the fucking, you know, house from fucking Psycho, like, you know what I mean, like the fucking house where his fucking mother is and shit, and just fucking like, it's just like, a mansion on a house on a haunted hill. It's just like, dude, there's all this shit that's just fucking like straight, it's just fucking just, again, it's like a horror fucking museum or whatever. It's just like, dude, it's pretty fucking cool. So again, on one hand, I want to be like, ah, oh, this is fucking kind of like cheap, lazy fucking pandering and just fucking, you know, reference humor. And again, kind of like memes and shit. I usually can't stand that. But then on the other hand, it's just fucking like, you know, best of like horror movies and whatever. Just like pulling from shit. Again, that's might be like pandering and fucking lazy or whatever. But it's just like, ah, oh, this is shit. A lot of the shit I like, and just fucking, I don't know. Again, and they're not trying to, like, hide it or, like, fucking, like, this is, you know, take this seriously. They're not trying to hide how silly it is. And, you know, if you got to make a, they call it, like, I've heard, like, fucking whatever thrown around before. Like, fucking, again, I play, like, Star Wars or whatever. And they're just like, oh, it's the Star Wars MMO, like, from, like, the whatever hardcore fucking MMO players or whatever, fucking those fucking weirdos are just like, oh, I just jump around whatever the new MMO is, I just go there and I fucking bring people with me. I mean, it's fucking, I just play MMOs, what I do. Those fucking weirdos, they're like fucking, you know what I mean, they'd fucking criticize that as being like, oh, it's just a theme park MMO, just fucking like a reskin fucking WoW or some shit with, like, you know what I mean, they just fucking make it just fucking, you know, just throw fucking Star Wars everywhere. It was just a theme park MMO. And it's fucking like, if you want to think of fucking The Secret Worlds, it's just fucking like, it's a horror theme park MMO, I guess. And there's a literal theme park in there. And they made a game called The Park, from it. But, you know, if that's the case, I mean, at least, again, at least they use cool shit I like for the theme. And it's just fucking, this is cool. And, you know, again, since I'm not like a huge fucking MMO person, it's just like, yeah, whatever. It's not like I'm fucking, again, I'm not doing the same shit I've done a million times. I mean, it's not familiar ground for me, really. So, you know, or whatever, the formula of that isn't worn out for me personally. It's just like, I'm fine with it. You know what I mean? Just fucking, this is fun. This is fucking like whatever. Just fucking all this dumb shit that I like all thrown into this fucking game. Pretty cool. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of fucking, you know what I mean? Like if you dig down fucking a lot of this, some of the side missions, there's a lot of fucking, you know, go here and fucking kill 10 of these fucking things, those type missions. And, but I mean, there's different shit to fucking, to mix it up. I mean, they have like, their version of like going into a dungeon, like go, you know what I mean? Like the dungeon missions. A lot of them are like, a lot of it's like solving puzzles and shit. Again, it's fucking survival horror. It's fucking, there's another thing, like fucking, it's maybe not the most unique thing, a lot of the shit, but it's just fucking like, oh, you wouldn't expect this in a fucking game. I don't know if I talked about the one at the church where it's like, you find a keypad and it's just fucking like, oh, what's the, you know, it doesn't give you like the number at all for, to open the fucking, lock, like the keypad. And then like the hint was something like, oh, you gotta go into this church and fucking like whatever. It's like fucking the solution or whatever. It's just fucking like, oh, it's whatever the pastor or the priest or whatever, it was his first like psalm on what he was going to say on Sunday or whatever the fuck, I don't know, terminology, you fucking weirdos use at fucking church. It was like, whatever, fuck, something like that. The first fucking, psalm he was going to read. And then I'm like, fucking, so I'm looking around, it's like, oh, here's his house. I'm looking for like a piece of paper just to give you like fucking whatever, or like it had some pamphlet about fucking some weird church. And I'm like, ah, looking through there, I'm like, ah, there's no numbers on here, I don't know. And then it was like, fine. It ended up being you had to go to the church, and I guess how they, I don't know, fucking how churches work. But it was just something about fucking like they got to like, whatever they're gonna read, they have like up on like, somewhere on a wall, and just fucking like the numbers were there. I just fucking saw that, and I thought those like whatever, like, yeah, numbers for like the pews. I had no idea. And then I'm like, fucking, like, oh, there it is right there. It was nothing like blatant, and just fucking, again, just fucking like survival horror, just like puzzle solving. I'm just fucking like, oh, you gotta fucking be observant and whatever. But anyway, the fucking, dungeon missions, that you're going through is fucking, you know, you're going fucking like, oh, you're entering a fucking instance, and fucking you go in and like, some of those are like stealth missions. I mean, you're fucking, you know, there'll be like cameras you got to avoid, like, you know what I mean? You'll see the light on the ground, they'll fucking move like back and forth, and you got to, stay out of the light, or fuck, you know what I mean? Like an alarm will go off, and, whatever, there'll be like fucking traps everywhere, fucking blowing up and fucking all that shit. And, there's that, you know, it's like, you know, stealth sections, and or like laser grids, and fucking like, oh, like fucking you gotta navigate the laser grid, and fucking this one will go out, you gotta like fucking go under there, jump over this one, fucking, you know what I mean, wait for an opening. And you know, it's not like it's fucking like, it doesn't control like fucking Splinter Cell, you know what I mean? It's still fucking like MMO controls, is fucking kind of like clunky. You fucking walk four ways and fucking run and fucking jump and shit, but, just cool. There's, you know, there's enough variety that it's fucking like, again, it's not just fucking like, keeps me playing, like, what the fuck's gonna be next is fucking weird ass shit, and fucking, you know what I mean? All of a sudden I'm fucking playing like this fucking weird Splinter Cell shit, and you know what I mean? Or I'm solving these fucking puzzles, and, you know, a bunch of like obscure missions that would be at a, you know, again, it would be a home in a fucking old school survival horror game, where it's like fucking like, ah, oh, pick, you know, here's a fucking door that's locked, it's got all these symbols on it, and fuck, you have no idea what the fucking symbols are, and you know, you get these fucking vague hints at, you know, how to solve the puzzle, and then fucking, you know, you gotta go and fucking like, oh, I pick up all these fucking pieces, and there's all these fucking symbols, and, you know, what, and just fucking like, you know what I mean? Either fucking like try to figure it out from the hints, or again, like fucking survival horror, just fucking, oh, I'm just gonna fuck around, you know what I mean? There's only so many fucking solutions, I'll just fucking pop everything in and find out what happens. It's what I usually do. You know, brute force it until it works. Or like I said, I made it to the park, which was the little fucking horror walking simulator thing that I fucking played, which got me into the game originally. I made it to that section of the game, you know, in the MMO, the park, I guess. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. You see, you know, it's just like, oh, like fucking, I see like what they did here. I've seen, like, you know what I mean? The MMO came first, obviously, but, no, I'm seeing like the exact setup. I mean, it's not like, you know, again, it's not as detailed as like the first person game, obviously, and it's fucking, or it's like, it's just, you know, one of the missions for that in, the MMO, fucking The Secret World, you get this map, and then, you know what I mean? They give you a map, and you're fighting a fucking, like the, one of the bosses gives you like a fucking, you fight him and he drops a fucking monocle, and the hint is like something like, oh, you to find like the next step, it's like you have to see through the enemy's eyes or whatever, so something like that. then it's like fucking, you gotta like equip the monocle and fucking, you know what I mean? Go, then it's like fucking, like you look and it's like fucking, it'll point you somewhere. And then like fucking, it's like, you gotta find this, different colored fucking broken glass, pick that up, you know, then you gotta combine the fucking, the monocle with the colored glass to reveal these different paths. And you gotta take like different colors and fucking mix them to make other colors and fucking look at it like that. And, follow the clues. And again, just fucking, you know, straight up fucking survival horror shit. And fucking, some of it makes no sense like it wouldn't in fucking a survival horror game. And I, you know, fucking love that. In a way, and if you get stuck, it just says something like one of the hints in like the loading screen is just like, hey, hit B, and you fucking hit B. It just fucking like brings up like Google. It's fucking like, I had to search, you know what I mean? Search with the fucking hint. I'm not gonna lie, I've had to do that a couple times. Just like, what the fuck is, you know, I have no idea what the fuck I'm looking for. You just press the B key and fucking as you're playing, just fucking like in game fucking like, Google search comes up. Oh, there you go. Other than that, I'm fucking, again, I really like the fucking, the game is the main game, just the fucking, the quest structure just going through, but, feeling brave, I queued up for some, PvP in the game. It's just fucking, like, you know, just normal, fucking pull it up, queue up, and just, you know, keep playing, then whenever enough people join, I'll queue, like, join the queue, you just fucking join up and just go to a little PvP game, and, you know, I usually hate fucking MMO PvP from what I play. It's usually fucking not balanced at all. And, you know, it's just the people who play the PvP in those games, like, that, as far as I know, I mean, just fucking make, like, a specific fucking overpowered fucking PvP builds. And they pretty much just found how to do it online, just fucking follow step by step of how to make, like, this is how you make a PvP build, you know, a separate gear and blah, 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 and don't even bother playing the regular game that is fucking just like, I gotta go for this specific fucking items and these specific fucking skills and just fucking, now I'm ready to fucking cheese my way through. You know, not much fucking skill involved of just fucking like, I just fucking stand here and press fucking 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 4. You know what I mean? And fucking that's MMO of what I played. My limited experience is just fucking like, this is garbage. You know what I mean? It's usually garbage and fucking not fun, not balanced and pretty shitty. So some of that does apply to the secret world, I've noticed. It's fucking like, I've seen like, I don't know, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Again, I'm not a researcher. I don't go online, but it seems like those people, like, fucking one guy at the end is just fucking, like, he's fucking, like, almost, like, can't be hit. I think he's fucking just, like, spinning around with fucking, like, claws on his hand and just fucking, like, whenever he does that, he's getting health, you know what I mean? So it's like, he can't really fucking doing damage to him. He's just healing through everything and just fucking, like, okay, cool, awesome. But, so, yeah, it's not fucking, like, perfect, but it is fucking just playing. It's so fucking chaotic. It's just fucking just pure. It's just chaos and just fucking nuts. And just, I fucking queue up and go in. I still have fun with it. You know what I mean? It's just fucking so fucking off the wall. I mean, you start off in this room with fucking your teammates and just because of how weird the fucking game is, the weird costumes you can get and shit. You know, everyone looks fucking ridiculous, and it's fucking people with, like, you know, horse masks on and fucking pumpkins on their head and shit, and just fucking people in fucking, like, Tron outfits and then, like, you know, cheerleaders and fucking, like, punk girls and just, like, dude, this is a fucking, like, everyone's a fucking weirdo in this fight, you know what I mean? This fucking game is pretty cool. That's fun always seeing the fucking dumb, how dumb everybody looks. And then fucking, you know, after like a minute that room opens up and everyone just fucking rushes forward. And then, you know, it's pretty much just team deathmatch. And, you know, then you can see how fucking retarded the other team fucking looks on fucking like skateboards and just fucking like dumb shit. And just like, wow, ridiculous in a fucking good way. And then the same shit, I mean, fucking, you know, it's all, like, magic, everybody just starts, like, spamming all their shit, and just, you know, random shit fucking spammed at each other, both teams, and, you know, there's fucking like pools of blood forming on the ground. There's like a fucking spell, and just fucking like, oh, you step in that, you're healing the guy who fucking put it there. And, you know, I'm fucking circle strafing, fucking shooting dual pistols, and just, you know what I mean? Like a fucking whatever, John Woo movie and shit. And, you know, people are running around with the fucking shotguns and fucking rocket launchers and, you know, machine guns and shit. And there's fucking, you know, again, you guys, it's fucking sledgehammers or fucking, they just have like claws on their fucking fist, fucking swiping at you and like spinning around and shit. Then fucking then on top of all that, to make it even more like chaotic, there's fucking elemental hazards like on the level itself. Like every minute or so, fucking the stage gets smaller, like it shrinks or, you know, forces everybody closer to each other. And then there's like wind hazards, like fucking, you know, blizzards and fucking gusts of wind and shit, and it just tosses you around, and fucking, like, if you don't get covered, you know, you get fucking tossed and you're fucking on the ground, like helpless for a couple seconds. And, you know, there's power ups that fucking spawn at different spots. You fucking pick up to like heal or like give your team a damage boost and all that shit. Yeah, just a fucking mess, you know what I mean? Again, in a good way of just fucking, this is just fucking chaos, just fucking whatever, like screw balance, like screw everything, just fucking like just go. I mean, just fucking, again, just people spamming these fucking crazy abilities at each other. Yeah, I fucking love it. Like, I'm not good at it. I mean, I'm not somebody who's going to be a fucking piece of shit and fucking research, like, oh, what's the most OP fucking build? And I'm going to do that, and I'll fucking keep up on that. If they change it, I'll fucking, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's just fun just seeing all this random shit going off all over the place. I mean, queuing up. I mean, there's not like a ton of people playing the PvP. And again, it's fucking like you just got to be on that server and blah blah blah, same time as you. You know, so it takes a while to get into a game sometimes. But you know, again, it might take like fucking half an hour or fucking 45 minutes just fucking sitting in the queue. But yeah, again, just I think it's worth it just playing just to see that fucking chaos. That's fucking ridiculous. And yeah, I mean, that's the theme of the game, I guess. I mean, fucking. You know, the theme of most of the games I've been playing fucking recently, like every game I'm fucking playing is just fucking just dumb fucking fun, you know what I mean? Just dumb. A lot of them are just fucking dumb RPGs, like dumb action RPGs. Between this, the fucking Secret World, and fucking whatever, like even like Overwatch, which I haven't played all week because I got fucking discouraged from finding out how bad I was at it, or fucking Marvel Ultimate Alliance, or fucking Earth Defense Force. Like, all these are kind of similar, just fucking like mindless fucking dumb shit. You know, self-aware fucking stupidity. Yeah, you know, I was fucking, you know, I was making fun of, like, you know, when I first started playing the game, I was saying, like, I was making fun of how stupid it is and fucking, you know, how your character gets fucking superpowers because he ate a bee. And I'm just like, wow, that's real dumb. And again, I was also thinking, like, oh, it's going to be a kind of serious game. And the guy just fucking ate a bee and he got fucking superpowers. But then fucking, you know, half of the people you meet in the game, they do the same shit. Just fucking, like, you know, they're making jokes about eating bees and fucking, like, making, like, honey puns and shit. And just fucking, like, you know, that sort of shit. And just, so, you know, thumbs up for fucking stupidity, I guess. And fucking thumbs up for the fucking secret world. Because I, again, I've really been liking it. And fucking, I'll keep playing it. One thing that sucks about fucking, again, MMOs is fucking, it's always like server maintenance. It's not, I think it's like once a week, but it's like fucking whatever, Monday. So it's like fucking, when I get done doing this, I'm like, oh, I'll play the Secret World. And it's like, oh, fucking gonna be updating. You know what I mean? In an hour or whatever. It only takes like an hour. The servers are down, but again, they're still doing updates. I mean, they just fucking keep putting out shit and fucking like whatever. It's still going. So again, I highly suggest if you're fucking whatever, I don't know how to, recommend it to those fucking hardcore MMO weirdos. I don't know like how that comes through, but if you're a fucking fan of like survival horror shit like me, or just horror in general, or whatever, you want a fucking stupid MMO that doesn't have a subscription, you just kind of buy it once for whatever, $40, and you have it and you play it. Pretty cool. Like it a lot. But speaking of superheroes, eating bees, some of them may or may not have eaten bees, I don't know. But Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I talked about, that got a remaster. I bought it the second was the second it came up on Steam, like fucking like the same day. I was fucking just kept like refreshing, like, where the fuck is this? Where is this? Because I really want to fucking play it. Did that, and you know, here's the ongoing theme with buying a PC game, and see if you can complete this sentence. So, I bought a new PC game. I booted it up for the first time, and blank was fucked up. Take your time, because I know there's a lot of possible answers there. Just, you know, think it through, and I'll give you the solution to that right after this commercial break. Welcome back, and give you a question to ponder before the break. And the question was, I booted up Marvel Ultimate Alliance for PC for the first time, and blank was fucked up. If you said the controls were fucked up, congratulations, because you guessed it, because the controls were certainly good and fucked up. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I mean, it's a console game. Came out last gen. It was like fucking like 10 years ago or so, maybe more, I don't know. But it came out on pretty early for the 360, and I think it might even come out like fucking like the generation before that too, like at the same time, like, you know, the newer consoles were out. But I think it was for like fucking regular Xbox and fucking PS2 and shit too. That first year, definitely early in the fucking that 360 generation. It's a console game first. I mean, I guess they did put out a PC version. I had no idea at that time. But I mean, first and foremost, it's a console game. You know, the PC version's a port. You know, game's designed to work with a controller. You know. So, you know, I boot up the game and fucking whatever, assuming the fucking controller works, is fucking why the fuck wouldn't it? That'd be fucking ridiculous. First screen, you boot it up and just says, press A to continue. You know, I get my Xbox One fucking Elite controller hooked up and, press A, fucking nothing happens. Great. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I do the usual, fucking PC song and dance. I mean, I use mouse and keyboard to go to the control options and see what the fuck's what's going on, what the key bindings are, and even doing that's fucked up. Like shit's not registering. Like I'm trying to click over to controls and fucking map this and map that. Just like everything's just all sorts of fucked. Like fucking it's not right, whatever I'm fucking pointing at, it's not highlighting, I'm fucking clicking, it's not doing anything, like, it's just all fucked up, like, you know what I mean, it's a mess, I mean, fucking, straight up, like, fucking with a controller or a fucking mouse and keyboard, like, shit's just not working. Yeah, I don't know, fucking whatever, maybe something fucked up, and I loaded it up, I fucking, you know, restart the game, you know, quit out, fucking reboot it, and, used the controller, I started hitting fucking every button on the fucking controller. It turns out, you know, if I hit X, it goes, like, X is A, apparently, like, they switched the buttons up, and, other shit, back is, the left bumper, hit the back button on the controller, that's the left bumper, clicking the right stick that was start, I think. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, some ridiculous shit like that. Like, there's just all sorts of, like, fucking fucked up. Yeah, I mean, fuck that. I mean, and I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna fucking play it like that with it all screwed up. It's just awful. And again, so it wasn't as easy as just going, you know, using the keyboard and mouse, going to the fucking menu and just remap everything. It's just like that whole menu is just completely fucked up. Like I said, like, shit's just not highlighting. It's all screwy and just fucking, like, whatever. And again, I mean, I'm using my Xbox One controller and fucking, like, what? It's just fucking, like, not, you know what I mean? Was it going to be, like, some fucking, like, oh, PlayStation 4 controller, like, bullshit? Some, why the fuck anybody would ever do that for a PC game? But, I mean, when you go to that screen, like, to remap the buttons and shit, like you're supposed to be able to do, there's a fucking giant diagram of a fucking, like, a straight up fucking Xbox One controller there. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, that's what you're mapping your buttons to. Like, so, I mean, what the fuck? Like, I mean, that's like, the, you know what I mean? It's obviously like the standard, like what they tested it for. I'm guessing, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you know, the fucking cunts who made the game, like, you know what I mean? Like, they literally didn't even test the first fucking screen of the game, but the, you know, they took the time to fucking draw out this fucking diagram of a fucking Xbox One controller and put it in the fucking, the menus, you know what I mean? To fucking remap it. And they didn't, again, they didn't get past plugging the fucking controller that they thought, you know, was the standard, and, didn't bother trying to get past the first screen and being like, oh, this is fucked up, we should fix this. Like, this is fucking, like, Christ, dude. This is fucking ridiculous. So I end up doing the second favorite pastime of the PC gamer. You go to the fucking Steam forums for fucking troubleshooting. Speaking of which, off topic real quick, I was talking about Earth Defense Force, so that was fucked up. I was like, yeah, I had to, like, reset my text scaling and, like, reboot my computer. Hey, somebody fix that. The fucking developers didn't fix it. Somebody just fucking put, like, a patch in that worked great. That was cool. Anyway, so I fucking, back to Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I go to the Steam forum, and just like, yep. I mean, fucking bunch of fucking comments, just like, controller support is just fucked. I mean, people are pissed off, obviously. The game's getting, like, real fucking negative reviews, like, fucking, like, I don't know, like, 20% of people fucking recommend it, and just fucking people are just pissed about, like, controller support's fucked up. I mean, people saying that, you know, they bought it, they fucking fucked around with the controls, just got pissed and fucking refunded it. And again, looking through the discussions on Steam, you get the odd, like, one or two fucking, you know, these fake ass, like, PC fucking elitist fucking apologists, fucking, you know, these leftovers from, like, fucking whatever, like, 20 years ago, you know what I mean? Fucking, saying, like, oh, I use a mouse and keyboard, you fucking noobs. Like, fucking, oh, well, you can't use a mouse and keyboard. It's like, dude, fucking no. Absolutely not. Not for this fucking game. I mean, it's not a fucking, not a game you use a fucking mouse and keyboard with. I mean, again, it's a console game. I mean, fucking, yeah, I mean, you can be like, oh, look at it, and be like, well, it's kind of like Diablo, it's kind of like top-down, like, whatever, but it's, dude, it's a fucking, it's also like a fucking old-school fucking beat-em-up. I mean, you have fucking direct control of your characters. I mean, you're, you know, everything's in fucking circular motions, and fucking, you know, four, you know, all mapped to, like, four buttons. I mean, you're gonna hit, like, 1, 2, 3, and 4, like, on the key, like, I think that's what it is for the keyboard. I mean, you're fucking using, like, the arrow keys, or, like, WASD or whatever, and fucking 1, 2, and 3, and it's like, dude, no, like, that's fucking terrible. Yeah, no, you know, again, it's not fucking Diablo, it's not a fucking, like, clicker, oh, click here, and fucking, like, whatever, click on an enemy, and, like, tab over, and, you know what I mean? No, it's just fucking, the game's, like, arcadey to the point where I'd say, I'd fucking, like, you know what I mean, if you gave me the choice between a keyboard and a mouse and a fucking arcade stick, I'd use the fucking arcade stick, like, that type of thing. Like, it's almost like a fucking, like, fighting game. Like, there's, like, combos and shit, like, you know, simple ones, like ABA, ABB, shit like that. But it's just like, dude, like, no, I'm not using a fucking keyboard for that shit. But anyway, one workaround for it being fucked up was apparently a wired 360 controller worked. And okay, I mean, I have one of those. I mean, I bought it because, I mean, that I play a fucking a lot of like older games where, you know, some of those old games and like programs and shit, like don't play nice fucking newer controllers. It's something to do with like some kind of like input fucking difference, like fucking whatever the, you know, standard from fucking 10 years ago isn't exactly the standard now, but I mean like, most shit works like pretty universally, but I got that wired 360 controller just because I'm like, yeah, well, whatever. I mean, for older games, like, it's pretty, everything's pretty much compatible with this. Just like you'd figure, like, hey, you know, fucking now this would be the standard. You know, you wouldn't expect that type of problem for a fucking game. I mean, yeah, it's a fucking, like, whatever, remaster of a 10-year-old game, but the remaster just came out, you know, this week. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, it's in, for all intents and purposes, it's a new fucking game. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, why are these same problems still be here from, like, fucking 10, 15 years ago, whatever the fuck? Fucking ridiculous. But, I mean, again, I had that controller, so I used that fucking workaround, you know, instead of playing and fucking, putting that aside for now, of just how fucked up that was. Ultimate Alliance, the game, is still really fucking great. Fucking great game. And, like I was saying, it's kind of one part Diablo, one part, like, fucking X-Men, the arcade game, and, yeah, and then fucking, you know, has this long, like, surprisingly in-depth story that fucking just spans the entire, like, Marvel universe, you know what I mean? And again, fucking, this is like a 10-year-old game. This is fucking, long before, like, you know what I mean? Before, like, superheroes were fucking cool and shit and everywhere and fucking every movie and TV show and, you know, long before there's a fucking, you know, Marvel, like, cinematic universe and that bullshit and, you know what I mean? Again, before it was on the fucking comic book fucking mainstream bandwagon and shit. Like, this is like some fucking pretty hardcore fucking nerdy garbage that fucking nobody, you know what I mean? Nobody fucking bothered, like, fucking thinking about. It was just like, these comic books come out and fucking whatever, some fucking dumb video games every now and then. But, again, just fucking, it's this one, just fucking dozens and dozens of fucking characters you can pick from, or, you know, I don't know how many there are, like maybe like 20 or so, 20, 30 playable characters, but then you go into like these fucking like bases and there's fucking just guys just hanging out and you can talk to them and fucking learn their backstory and shit and just fucking, you know what I mean, like all this fucking like really fucking like deep dive into fucking like Marvel history shit, just fucking, the real popular ones, obviously, like fucking, you know, Spider-Man and fucking Wolverine and that type of shit. And then there's like really obscure, like fucking D-list fucking, you know, fighting fucking Fin Fang Foom and shit and fucking The Watcher and, you know, he plays fucking, Moon Knight, who I started fucking playing. I only know him just as someone with a kick-ass fucking Pinball FX fucking pinball table. That's how I fucking picked him. Like, oh, cool, plays him because his fucking pinball table is awesome. Don't know anything about him, but I'm fucking like, whatever. Yeah, I mean, they just fucking go all out with it. I mean, again, really fucking deep. It's almost just like a fucking, like, reference, like Marvel fucking reference, you know what I mean? You know, if you take all your time and you're doing all the side missions and fucking, again, those bases, you fucking talk to everybody and listen to all the dialogue and shit. That's all, it was easily like a fucking, if you did all that shit, easily like a fucking 30, 40 hour fucking game and, you know what I mean, secret characters you can fucking unlock and like trivia. Again, just like deep dive, almost like fucking reference book shit of just like fucking, oh, who was whose fucking roommate in college? Like, you know what I mean? Reed Richards and fucking Ben Grimm and blah, 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 or just fucking, you know, just, you know, trivia, fucking, you know, branching paths to like different shit and just, yeah, just, it's just a lot of fucking game. I mean, this is fucking, fairly, pretty deep fucking RPG system. I mean, it's not like crazy, but just fucking like, oh, you level up, you spend fucking points and just, you know, put them towards like certain powers. And we can only do like 3 powers at a time, but you have like, I don't know, 10 or so to choose from. We can fucking level them up and, you know, different gear and shit and just, you know, you're picking, you know, 4 people you can pick at a time. I mean, you can do it like 4 players co-op, or you're just playing, you know, control one at a time, but then you can switch out with the D-pad, like between like the 4 of them. switch back and forth. I mean, what you can do, the way to do it is just, you play one guy, you fucking build up his fucking, you do like combos, you build up like momentum and just fucking like, you end up like filling up like a special meter, and then you switch to like the next guy, do the same thing, and then like you can have all of them fucking filled up, and you fucking hit the special button and all four of them do the shit at once. And, yeah, and as you play more of one, more of a character, you end up unlocking alternate costumes for them. There's like, I think there's four costumes per person, and three of them you can unlock by playing them a lot and fucking, getting kills and shit. That'll unlock three of them, and then the fourth one's usually from like a mission you gotta do, like a separate mission. You unlock those, and it's fucking all the different costumes. I mean, they look different, obviously, but they have different abilities, different stats on a lot of them. Like fucking, either defense or offense or fucking like some special thing of fucking like, oh, I use this and like this one power, I can, will crank up the fucking whatever fucking damage on that by a shit ton if I put points into it, and set whole separate fucking skill tree to the costumes. And yeah, and then fucking, and then on top of that, and there's like teams, like you make a team of like fucking, like, all right, there's four people I like playing, I'm gonna make them a team, and you fucking, add points to that, and there's a whole separate skill tree for that, and just fucking like, well, again, if you wanted to go through like everything, you know what I mean, like do like everything in the fucking game, like you play it for like hundreds of fucking hours, like it's fucking crazy, really fucking big, fucking huge. And again, they're not afraid to fucking just dig deep into the fucking, the comic universe, and the story is just fucking, they're fucking unapologetically fucking dumb and fucking cartoony, fucking Saturday morning fucking cartoon, just like real dumb shit. And I like that. Again, just was not like fucking whatever the fuck Diablo story is, and fucking like fake fucking like dark, gritty, kind of cartoony, but just fucking like, what is this garbage going on? And again, maybe like fan service-y, you know what I mean? Because fucking, if you fucking like Marvel, maybe it's a little fucking pandering. I don't know. It's just fucking like, or if you don't, like, this is just fucking like a crash course. It's just like, hey, these are all these characters. This is what's going on in the fucking universe and shit. And fucking all these different fucking like factions and blah, blah, blah. A ton of variety in the fucking levels. I mean, you go in fucking underwater. There's a hell level you can fucking, get Ghost Rider from. I mean, there's fucking Asgard, like fucking, for Thor and the fucking, all those gods, fucking Thor, Loki, fucking Odin, all that bullshit. And there's a villain called Arcade, and you go to fucking like his stage, and it's just fucking like a carnival and shit. Then he has like these arcade games. You get a beat to like fucking like progress through the game. You do that, it's just game is turned into straight up like a version of fucking Pitfall, where it's just like 2D, you're fucking controlling your character like a 2D like platformer, fucking playing Pitfall, or you're playing fucking Breakout, and your character's like moving the paddle back and forth, like you're grabbing it and fucking moving it. And the game's fucking amazing. It really is. I mean, you can just tell from playing it, just like one of those deals, just fucking like they took their time. They just fucking like they loved the shit, and just fucking put a ton of fucking love into it, and just fucking, people will really fucking like, understand this shit, and this fucking, they understand fucking comics and fucking like video games. Again, like they're just like fucking like, hey, we like that fucking beat 'em up shit from fucking, the X-Men arcade game, and we like fucking Diablo, and just fucking like, let's throw those together, and like, make their own thing. And then, again, to add to all that, that's just, like, the main story. Then there's fucking just a shitload of these fucking simulation missions you can do. It is fucking, you do them, you gain just fucking extra money or whatever, extra XP, unlocking costumes, and just fucking, there's a ton of them. You're playing through the game, there's hidden, like, CDs you pick up and you need to unlock them. But also, if you answered, like, if you said it's a buggy mess to the question of what's wrong with this PC game, you're also correct. So I kind of tricked you. There's a lot of shit that's fucked up in this game. Cause you're trying to play, trying to play the simulation missions, and, Yeah, I mean, again, it's side content. It's just like optional shit to go through to get like extra garbage, extra fucking, you know, costumes and that shit. But there's, I mean, again, there's a lot of it. I mean, it's a fucking big portion. You know what I mean? If you play through all of them, it's gonna fucking take you like forever. You know what I mean? There's just so many of them. They all take like whatever, like 10, 15 minutes, but there's like fucking, I don't know, like fucking 50 of them, you know what I mean? And you can go for like, you know, three different tiers. You get, you know, depending on your score, fucking, you know, bronze, fucking silver, gold, you get different, boosts and shit, depending on how you do. That shit's fucking replayable, is, you know what I mean? That could be a game in and of itself, and it's just, you know, it's a side mission in this game, granted, but. It's one of those deals. It's a nice break from the main story. I mean, you're doing the story missions. You go back to like the base. You fucking boot a couple of those up and play them. You can't in this fucking version because a lot of the time the fucking you do that as soon as it ends, the fucking game just crashes, like completely just crashes out. So you do them. It's like, oh, cool. You unlocked costumes and fucking whatever, all this shit. And then fucking, hey, fucking game just fucking crashes right after when you try getting out of there to do something else. So I mean, it's like a repeatable thing, a repeatable fucking bug, you know? It's not just like a fucking weird little blip. It's like fucking, nope. Every time I do this, it crashes the same fucking spot. And one time that happened, it deleted like fucking two of my saves too. And it's like, that was towards the beginning. Otherwise I'd be like, dude, fuck this shit. But it's fucking great. You know what I mean? All sorts of fucked up nice bugs and fucking that garbage. And again, I checked the fucking Steam forum discussions and guess what? I mean, that's a thing. Like it just happens to everybody. It's just, again, a repeatable fucking bug that's just fucked up in the game. Other people getting the same shit. You know what I mean? Again, it's just, you know, it's not an issue with my fucking PC or just fucking, oh, I got to change your settings or this. Cause whatever. It's just, just fucking fucked up game. So, Ultimate Alliance, fucking awesome game, but PC port, all kinds of fucked. Another thing on fucking 360, there were some DLC characters you could get. It was fucking, I don't know, it was like half a dozen of them maybe. It was like fucking like Hulk, Magneto, Hawkeye, I don't know, a few more, but they're not in this version. I'm going to complain about that too much myself. I mean, I wouldn't qualify that as like missing content exactly again, cause it's fucking like DLC. I think it was like platform specific. Like if you played the PS3 version, you couldn't get them or whatever. I don't think the original PC version had them either. It was just like a 360 thing. But so I want to say like fucking like I wasn't too pissed about that exactly. And again, there's not like there's fucking, you know, there's a ton of fucking people to pick from anyway, but again, it is one of those things where if you're going to make a fucking, a remaster, you know what I mean? And I think the fucking game's like $40 by itself, or you can get it in a bundaroo with the second game for like 50 or something like that. I don't know. When I fucking, I heard about that. Like, oh, it's being, Ultimate Alliance being remastered. It's going to be on PC. Like immediately. I'm like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'd pay like $60 for it. I fucking love that game. Like whatever. But my thing was when I did hear about that, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, it's going to be a remastered or whatever. I'm just, I mentioned that briefly at the end of the last podcast and said something like, oh man, I hope they don't fuck this up somehow. And, my concern when I said that, was I thought they were like redoing the entire game. Like again, I didn't, really look into it. Just the thought of fucking having on a remaster or whatever on PC was enough for me. I'm like, I'll buy it, whatever. But again, my concern just in the back of my head was I thought like, oh, they're gonna take the game and like redo the entire thing like in a, you know, a different engine, or they're gonna fucking, you know, add textures and fucking add effects and that type of shit, and just you know, the game would be like different, like they're gonna like actually redo it, you know. Again, I bought it blind, just like whatever, not thinking about it, no second thoughts, just fucking, yeah, it's literally the exact same game, like from 10 years ago. It's untouched. They didn't do fucking anything to it, like graphically, none of that shit. I mean, whatever, fucking upscaled the fucking resolution or whatever, but it's just fucking like nothing new. which is like the absolute fucking safest way to go of just fucking like, oh, here you go, is the same shit. But yeah, they could even do that right without fucking everything up, you know what I mean? Without fucking like just, oh, did the controls work? No, whatever, just fucking ship it out anyway. Just like Jesus Christ. But it turns out that enough people were pissed that fucking Activision did something about it. I don't know, fucking some bullshit, like fucking whatever. There's like petitions of like fucking, oh, I'll put the DLC characters in, and fucking, I guess people like tweeting like fucking Disney and whatever, who owns fucking Marvel, and I guess fucking whatever, the little scuttlebutt is fucking whatever, like Marvel or fucking Disney, they're like, dude, fucking Activision, you gotta fix this shit, this is fucked up, and like that made fucking, I don't know, whatever. By doing something, I mean, they put out a patch that made controllers work right, and that was about it. I mean, so I know I can use my fucking Xbox One controller. That was the fix, and they said the DLC characters are coming. Which again, I'm not like huge. That wasn't like a huge fucking blow to me, but I was just like, well, that's cool. They're doing that. Okay, fine. That's like step one. You know what I mean? Fix it so the fucking game doesn't crash and delete your saves, and you're trying to do the fucking simulation missions, and I'll be fucking happy. You know what I mean? That's like fucking, again, it's like a huge part of the game. You see, like, the fucking random people just defending it, like, oh, don't be so negative, you know, fucking don't leave negative comments and blah, 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 dude. Fucking these couple idiots and fucking the discussions are just like, oh, no, if your controller's fucked up because you're using the pirated version, oh, you know what I mean? It's like, no. Like, fucking everybody fucking left a review. Like, you have to, like, you know what I mean? You can see if fucking how long people, like, play the game, they leave a review on Steam. Like, everybody, it's like, oh, people leaving the negative reviews only played it for, like, 10 minutes. It's like, oh, that's more than enough time to, like, boot the game up and realize that the first fucking button prompt doesn't fucking work and the controllers are fucked up, you know what I mean? Stupid. But, yeah, so they gotta fix that shit. I mean, again, DLC characters, that's nice, but fix the fucking simulation missions, because Jesus fucking Christ, it's fucking obnoxious. Again, it's just fucking how I play games. I'm just like, oh, I don't want to just go through the fucking main mission. I want to fucking, like, oh, I'm going to take a break and do a couple of these fucking simulation missions and fucking, you know what I mean, back and forth and, like, whatever. And now it's like, oh, all you can do is fucking, how it stands now, it's like, hey, guess what? You can play the game, and you can even use a controller, like, fucking, oh, like, how fucking luxurious. But just the main story, I'm like, that's it. I mean, fuck, you know what I mean? Fucking, like, don't try doing anything else, you know what I mean? Fucking just do the main story and fucking don't go off the beaten path, because your game's gonna fucking crash and it might fucking delete your saves, you know? That said, the main story, even though all that shit's missing and that kind of sucks, it's still a fucking incredible game. I mean, just fucking, yeah, just, if you were expecting anything else than the fucking bare minimum fucking effort, I mean, you're shit out of luck. So, as much as I wanted to come on here and just, like, come all over myself, but, like, oh, good, fucking Ultimate Alliance is, and fucking, oh, it still holds up, and it, yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, as long as you don't mind fucking paying almost full price for a fucking half broken, fucked up version of a game, you know, maybe hold off until a few patches down the line, or, maybe you just get it on fucking 360, and, again, I put in like fucking 20 hours, you know what I mean? Just, again, just cause there's a shit ton of game, and, I'll keep playing it. I'll give some updates if they do updates. This is the fucking update show, and I'll be the guinea pig as needed, as usual. But speaking of fucked up half finished games, talk about Lawbreakers. Talked about it before. They keep continuing with the alpha tests. I keep playing a few games each fucking alpha test they put out, and keep answering the surveys and telling them it should be free to play, and it can't hold my attention for more than a few games. But keep doing it, so we'll keep talking about it. And I will say, like, the most recent one was just fucking that rather than doing like what they were doing was like it's like, oh, it's open like fucking whatever Saturday for. This piss you off, and I fucking scratch my, I always scratch, like, scratch my head, scratch my cheek, and I fucking listen to the podcast, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it's fucking like, oh, you're rubbing your fucking face up against the fucking mic. It's me scratching my fucking week old fucking face stubble and shit. But was I talking about Lawbreakers? Yeah, the fucking yeah. So they were doing the first couple alpha tests were like they do like whatever. Like oh, so it'll be open like Saturday from like whatever 6 a.m. to like whatever 6 a.m. to fucking like you know 2 p.m. and then like Sunday. It'd be certain times for the tests, but this latest one, they were like, ah, it's just going to be open fucking whatever, Thursday or Friday to fucking Sunday, you know what I mean? Just fucking, it's going to be open the whole time, just fucking play whenever, which is good, because then I'm like, fucking, I don't have to worry about, like, you know what I mean? I was before, I'm like, ah, I can only play for an hour anyway, and just fucking, like, it felt, like, obligated. This way, I was just like, ah, whatever, before I go to bed, I'll play a couple, like, whatever. So, I mean, the newest one, I'll say that it is improving, you can see, slightly, graphically, it's getting a little bit clearer. I mean, the overall art style still, I think, is kind of shitty and generic anyway, as much as they can clean it up and fucking make it as shiny as they want. It's just fucking like, just kind of looks kind of shitty and generic. They had two modes you can play. One's that's, one of them is more or less like a neutral capture the flag, but you have to get the flag, it's a battery, whatever the fuck it's called, like overload or some shit. You got to get the battery that's in the center of the map and take it back to your base and put it in like a charging station. You got to let it charge. Then once it's fully charged, you fucking protect it for like whatever, 15 seconds or some shit, and you score a point, and it's fucking like, it's all right. It's an okay game mode, I guess. A bit too convoluted. I mean, like, fucking, if you're trying to get, like, the battery from a fucking enemy base, there's a shield around the battery, and you have to destroy the shield before you can pick it up, and that's not exactly clear, you know what I mean? Like, the first few times I run in there, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna grab the battery and fucking whatever, get out of there, and just fucking, like, how come I can't pick it up? It's just fucking, like, okay, fuck around, like, oh, I can shoot it, like, whatever. And fucking, like, why you wouldn't just fucking wait for the battery to be, like, almost fully charged at, like, the enemy base before you go in and fucking recover it and just, like, bring it back to your base and let it fucking go in there and fucking, you know, charge up, you know, those last 15 seconds and fuck, it holds the charge, you know what I mean? Fucking, no matter where it is, so. Why you wouldn't just wait till the end and fucking just go in as a team and fucking grab it and fucking, you know what I mean? Just bring it to your, fucking, you know, kill people and bring it over there and fucking, like, that's it and, and get the point that way where the fucking enemy team's, like, respawning or whatever. Like, I don't know. Does that sound confusing? Is that like, convoluted? That's because it is. I mean, you know what I mean? Again, why they don't just do fucking just regular fucking capture the flag? I don't fucking know. Or whatever. Fucking bomb, assault, whatever. Just fucking, like, grab it and fucking keep it in your base for however long. Then it fucking explodes and you get a point. Like Halo. I don't know. There's also the fucking the bullshit where you know, you're taking the fucking, battery to your base and you fucking spawn right there. So it's like, I ran into a couple spawn campers that were just, it's just fucking infuriating. Like, well, one of those deals where it's like, fucking, I haven't played the game that much and fucking, like, whatever. Again, I'm not great at fucking, PC shooters. I mean, like, some people are like, fucking, like, whatever, Counter-Strike fucking experts that have been playing for like 10 years. That's all they play. Like, so it's hard to tell. Like, I don't know. Fucking, I didn't run into this except for this fucking one instance where there were like two guys probably in a fucking team. I don't know. There's always these two guys killing me over and over again. This like as soon as I spawned, I'd fucking step like set like 1 foot outside the fucking spawn, and just fucking these two guys just be there and just fucking, you know, bam bam, I'm fucking dead. And then like a fucking like half a second, like, you know what I mean, they're just like sitting there waiting for you to fucking pop your head out and just fucking, like, you know, they shoot like whatever. I don't know if it's just like one of those deals where it's like, oh, they're both shooting you like in like simultaneously, like fucking whatever, a couple, you know, team of faggots or what, and just fucking that's just how it works, and you just fucking die in 2 seconds or like whatever. It was just pissing me the fuck off. And like after doing that like 5 times, I'm like, all right, this is gay. Then I'm fucking looking, like I spawn in, I see like nobody else in my fucking team. They all just give up too. They're just fucking like just sitting in the base, like not doing anything, and just fucking like nobody wants to fucking move. And just like, dude, just fucking, I'm just like thinking, like, again, I don't know if these fucking, if they're using like some fucking like aimbot shit or what, or they're just good, or I suck, like whatever. It's just, there's no way to get the fuck out of there. So That was the point where I was like, you know what, fuck this, just fucking quit the game, I'm done, and it's fucking like whatever. Then I fucking like load into a try load into to another server, I get in the same one, and it's fucking the same two guys are there. I'm like fucking see if I can like avoid them or whatever, or just fucking like, you know what I mean, so I had to fucking go into the same server again. There's fucking like no way to do that that I could find. So that was the point where I'm like, all right, whatever, shut the game off, I'm fucking done, you know. I went back the next day. There's another game type that's basically fucking domination, but instead of just capturing and holding points, you know, like regular domination of like A, B, and C, like you just go in there, fucking capture them and hold them. The points unlock and they'll unlock and they'll lock back up at like certain points and. Like certain times, like a timer counting down, and fucking like it'll be like, all right, points unlock in like, you know, 10 seconds. And those 10 seconds, the points unlock. Then that's the time you can capture them. Then after another set time, or I don't know if it's like a timer, like if the points aren't contested after so long, they'll lock back up or whatever. So I don't know. Again, if this sounds fucking confusing, it's because it fucking is. You know what I mean? Same shit. I mean, you point at your spawn, one at the enemy spawn, then a neutral one, and I guess the fucking, you know, I guess the strategy is you're supposed to, like, work with your team to, like, fucking, you know, time out, like, fucking, like, what points you're going for, like, all right, one guy's gonna hang back at our spawn and fucking, you know what I mean, try to flank around to theirs and, like, whatever, and just, I don't fucking know. Again, just confusing shit. Why they don't just do fucking normal domination that everybody fucking knows, I don't know. Something like that would make sense in like a battlefield or something like that, where on bigger maps with like tons of players and shit, and like, you know what I mean, you're in a squad and just fucking like, all right, this squad's gonna set up fucking, you know what I mean, on this point, we're gonna try to hold this point, and fucking pretty much like Conquest. That's kind of how it is, except I don't know what the fuck those timers are about, no clue, but fucking just how it is. And just like six on six, it's fucking, everybody just seems fucking confused, no one knows what the fuck they're doing, just I don't know what that is. So yeah, that's the fucking Lawbreakers update, and still pretty fucking lukewarm on it. Still feels like a fucking poor man's Overwatch to me. But hey, you know what? You don't gotta just take my word for it. You can try it out for yourself. Because I have an extra alpha key. I'm gonna give away a code to fucking join the alpha. And again, the recent one that I just played ended because. You know, before the fucking the show went up, and I had fucking extra codes anyway, but. Pretty sure it doesn't matter what codes I'm going to give you. They're going to do more of them. So, I'm pretty sure the code's going to work. If not, you know, oh well. I mean, it was a free code for fucking alpha. So, fuck you. So here you go. Here's the code. Fucking first come, first serve. You ready? It's going to be, HQJF6. 2IXANO. There's either a capital O or a zero. I don't know. Fucking try both of them. One of those deals. I don't know. O or zero. O. Start the last one again. OBYLY. The last five are OBYLY. And fucking, I don't know. O or zero. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I just did. You figure it out. There you go. All I gotta do is redeem that on Steam and check out, whatever, just download the fucking, it's just like you download a regular game and fucking whatever, just, it'll unlock, or you'll hear about it when the next one's up. And, tell them Large Marge sent you. And then shoot me an email at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Let me know if it worked and what you thought about it. And, don't be a dick. How about that?
Valeu. generation, the next generation. Hear me. And all the crowd come in, day by day, and no one stops it in any way. All the peacemaker turn war officer. Please.